This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour on a football Friday. And it's not even your typical football Friday because there's an actual game tonight, which, by the way, not only is Ronde Gadsden the second playing, that game can be heard right here on this very radio station, 104.3 FM WQAM, listening to a little football in FM. Doesn't get much better than that. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Live music at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, every Friday and Saturday night. Live music starts at 8:30 p.m. And they've got a late night happy hour that starts at 10 p.m. And then if you're looking for a place to watch the games over the weekend, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. And for the Miami-Indianapolis game, they have a watch party. You can win a reserve table. Wow, 4 Miami games this season and a $100 tab to enjoy the action if you go to Funky Buddha's Instagram page right now. It's Funky Buddha Brew on Instagram. They're doing a game day giveaway. Great place to watch the games, and they've got a cool contest going on right now. So if you're thinking about a place to watch Miami and Indy on Sunday, Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, is a great spot to do so. And again, you can enter that contest right now on their Instagram page. But you'll have a good time. You go there tonight, little live music, watch a little football tomorrow, football all day, live music tomorrow night, Miami, Indy on Sunday, Funky Buddha tap room in Oakland Park. That is the place to be. All right, let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Football tonight, gentlemen. Football.
A mouthful of food there again, huh?
Second
5 o'clock
straight
Funky Buddha happy hour. You get a mouthful of food. What'd you just shove in your mouth?
Didn't eat a single thing.
Lie. That's a complete lie. Yeah, I'll go back and check the video on that. I see you clearing stuff out right now with your tongue.
I have not consumed a single piece of food today.
Lie.
Yeah, I was throwing down some popcorn, bro. So good. So good, man.
Unbelievable. He has to have a snack at 5 o'clock. It's bizarre.
You have a medical condition?
We're off in an hour.
Right, but I got to get my protein in.
Popcorn? Oh,
the protein popcorn, huh?
Protein popcorn.
I have never seen it. Send me a bag.
So the Eagles outlast the Cowboys 24-20 yesterday. We've got football tonight. Chargers versus Chiefs in Sao Paulo, 8 p.m. One last reminder, it's on YouTube for free.
Yeah, not YouTube TV. YouTube. It's right. Different. A lot of people think, oh, I don't subscribe to YouTube TV. YouTube's a separate app. I'm imagining it's on YouTube TV as well if you do subscribe
to it.
Yeah,
it is. It is, yeah. Dolphins Colts, 1 p.m. on Sunday. Gentlemen, we have arrived to the Miami Dolphins season.
We have arrived.
Hawk, I hope you're right about this team, Hawk. I swear I do.
Well, it's going to start with game one, obviously, but I do think this game is more important than typical game ones, because I really do think if they don't win game one, then everything I thought about this team comes into question, because I just think they're better than Indy. I think the wrong team is favored, and I don't think there is a comparison between Daniel Jones and Tua Tagovailoa. No.
Daniel Jones wish he was Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes.
But the rest of the team, it's so many ifs. If Brewer's right, if Daniels is healthy, if Austin Jackson's healthy, if Patrick Paul is good, if Savina Nyaya can play left guard at this level, if Jack Jones and Storm Duck can compete with top ranked receivers, because they've never done it in their career, Hawk. It's a lot of ifs. I hope your ifs come on the right side. I do. But I'm a little more, we talked about earlier, so I'm a little more skeptical.
Are you putting a lot of not pressure on the Dolphins to win, but you're making this game, you know, a very important game for them? Is it more so because of like the narrative surrounding this team, and if they can't come through week one, you just kind of feel like it's all going to come crashing down on them?
Well, the schedule. This is the easier game of the next four or whatever. So I'm expecting a hiccup either against New England or Buffalo. Like, to me, this is the one that you just can't afford to lose. But again, I'll go back to what I said at the beginning of the week. And I don't think they're a Super Bowl team, but I do know that Mike McDaniel is very good at scripting first drives, and Tua Tagovailoa is very good at quarterbacking scripted first drives. And then if I extrapolate that out and say, okay, Mike McDaniel's had 2 weeks or longer to script a first half even, and then a second half against a lesser opponent. And Tua, I'll say it again, he's never going to be healthier than he is week one. Never going to be healthier. Hasn't been touched. So for me, it all adds up to like, this is the game. Maybe fools people. This is the game sometimes we get fooled by. Sometimes we get fooled by the first drive of Dolphins games because they look so good and in sync. So I just want this game to look better than anything anyone has expected. Then we'll let the New England and the Buffalo chips fall where they may. But I want this game to look like Mike McDaniel knew he had to come up with the best, most creative, most productive game plan that he's had to in four seasons. And Tua's got to come up with the best performance that he has in a couple of seasons.
I agree with Hawk to the point that Colts, Pats, Bills, Jets. If I can see a team in the first month of the season that they should flat out be better than, it's a Daniel Jones-led Colts team. If you don't beat the Colts, I am concerned for the rest of the month.
Yeah, and that's why I was asking you, Hawk, like if the Dolphins can't win this game, and I'm not saying they get blown out. If they get blown out, obviously Monday, like we're potentially talking about the next head coach. Like, honestly, I think that's the type of reaction that potentially could come from that. But Hawk, you're high on this roster, right? Like you are high on this roster. I think there's a lot of Dolphin fans who are. They don't think they're a Super Bowl team. But if they don't beat the Colts, they lose by a field goal. Would you reconsider how you feel about this roster?
Yeah, yeah. This is like your barometer setting of like, hey, I'm all in on this. This is what I've seen, and you're all going to watch it play out in the regular season. But again, if they can't do it against Indianapolis, I'm going to have a tough time believing they can do it. Is the New England game at New England?
No, it's in Miami. They play in Miami against New England.
Yeah, I'm not
on
a huge believer in New England either. I'm very interested to see what they look like on Sunday. But yeah, I would say if they don't handle Indianapolis, then I've got real concerns about Buffalo for sure. I've got concerns about the Buffalo game regardless. But all down the line, like, yeah, the talent that I expect from this team should have no problem with Indianapolis.
I don't know how close Hawk is to my opinion. Solana, to your question, if we're in the fourth quarter and we're waiting on a field goal to win or lose this game, I'm not like that shouldn't be that with the Daniel Jones led Colts.
There's bigger issues at play, right? There's bigger issues at play.
What's his name? The boy you love, the kicker?
Riley Patterson.
Mm-hmm. If Riley Patterson wins the game with 3 seconds left, I love the win, but I'm concerned for these next three. We should be kneeling down.
I'll take a win. I'll take any kind of win. Any kind of road win to open the season.
We should be kneeling down on the ball in the fourth quarter against the Daniel Jones-led Colts. Like, let's be honest. It's
Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman-led Colts, though. I mean, this isn't – bro, here's the funny thing. And I think the Dolphins are better than the Colts. Don't get me wrong, top to bottom. But the Colts aren't, you know, the Tennessee Titans this year. The Colts aren't – like, they won 8 games last season. Let's not kid ourselves. And I get it. None of us think Daniel Jones is good. I certainly don't.
For me, it's Daniel Jones. Like, I'll always look at quarterbacks first, right? Unless you have a record-setting defense or Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry, where you have, like, just a game changer. And Jonathan Taylor may have been that for a season. But I look at the quarterbacks first, and I go, Tua's just better than Daniel Jones, like much better. And I feel like Mike McDaniel's a better coach than Shane Steichen. So I just feel like you've got the nod there.
The Browns are not going 0-16. The Panthers aren't going to – New Orleans. New Orleans Saints are going to win a couple games this year, mm-hmm. and they want to lose. They want to go get Arch Manning.
Yep.
But you should – if you really think that we could be a 10-7 team, you can't play around with the Indianapolis Colts.
Got to handle them. You got to make – the way that I kept asking people this week, did Miami, University of Miami, put the nation on notice? Because a lot of people, they watched that game Sunday night, and they were like, But a lot of people – Sunday night, and we're like, oh, this Hurricanes team, they might have a little something.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to watch this Dolphins game and say, oh, you know what? You almost have forgot.
Mm-hmm. And I want the offense.
I never won a playoff game, but you know what I mean.
No, I want the offense. I need high 20s. I don't want you don't win it 17-10. I need some points scored because. Yes. You have your weapons. Everybody's healthy. Darren Waller's a bonus. You got a new line. You rebuilt your line. Let's go.
Yeah, Darren Waller's out for tomorrow's game or Sunday's game. By the way, that's been confirmed. We're waiting to find out about James Daniels, the Dolphins' right guard. That's going to be interesting. Who ends up suiting up if he can't go? And you won't
see
the Dolphins.
He's officially questionable. The injury report came out an hour ago, so he's officially questionable.
Just give me no pre-snap penalties, please, Mike McDaniel.
Please,
no pre-snap penalties.
No false start on the first snap. Please. I'd rather have you all start 2 seconds after the ball gets snapped than have a false start on that first snap.
That's why I don't want you to do pregame speeches, because that's ridiculous.
Everyone, when you know it's the play is underway, pause a second and a half before you start to move.
Can you bet how many ineligible man downfield penalties the Dolphins are going to have in a game?
I'm sure because I'd like to book that bet. Yeah.
I'd like to book that bet. Money line.
Darren Waller's making $111,000 on Sunday.
Wow.
Just did the math.
I'm going to have to do that on the Hard Rock app.
You're going to make 100?
I'm going to have to make. What's Darren Waller making?
$111,000 on Sunday.
I want to make that too. And there's only one way I can do that on Sunday.
Man.
Rob a bank?
I was thinking about getting getting with George from the aisle.
I was just gonna say, I don't know if people gonna pay you for that body. That's $100,000 in one day.
I can't command it like I did back in the '80s.
All right. Your Sunday night football game, by the way, is the Bills and the Ravens. That's your Sunday night primetime football game.
That's a good one.
What would you charge?
In the 80s or now?
Now.
$5 to the Russell Education Fund.
Have you found a Hurricanes Bethune-Cookman line? 7 p.m.
I didn't even
tomorrow?
Look, to be quite honest, because I don't think there's a FSU line against East Texas.
I didn't see an FSU line. I didn't see a UCF line either playing North Carolina A&T.
Hard Rock will usually put up a UM line a few hours before the game, and I'm going to guess it's going to be somewhere in the 60s or 70s.
Well, tomorrow's game, you can listen to it right here. 104.3 WQAM if you want to watch it. ESPN Plus, ACC Network. FIU's at Penn State tomorrow. Noon kickoff. Penn State a massive 42.5 point favorite.
He's barking.
That's Nino.
You stole his popcorn.
He loved protein popcorn.
And your top 25 matchups, the college football slate this week kind of weak, but you have number 20 Ole Miss. They're playing at Kentucky. SEC matchup for you, Crowder.
I found a Bethune-Cookman UM line.
What is it? Oh, I see it now too.
58.5.
58.5. I probably would lay that, except you just don't know how long Carson Beck and the starters are going to play.
Yeah. But
you're certainly with the schedule they have coming up, you're not going to play all those guys that you saw and were impressed with Sunday night. You're not going to play them very long.
Yeah, I tell Reuben Bain to put flip-flops on.
Yeah.
Just relax, brother.
But even like Malachi Toney too. Like, why would you risk anyone against the if you go up 38-0, they're not coming back.
Huck, I think I've told the story before. Talking to Charlie Strong at Florida. And y'all make fun of us. We played Long Island University last week. When I was there, we were playing Western Kentucky and just, you know, teams that shouldn't be playing Florida. And you, like, as an 18-year-old freshman, you want to just play. Like, coach, I had 9 tackles first half. I can go out here and get 30. He said, what if you get hurt when we're up 50?
Yeah.
What sense does that make? And Charlie Strong kind of explained that to me. If Malachi Toney sprains his ankle.
Oh.
Before the Florida game against Bethune-Cookman up by 40, like, you really have to think about that as a coaching staff.
Yep.
But I think as players now, NIL, there's incentives to pad your stats, man. Genuinely, I believe that's a part of it now. Because
I get it. Totally.
In a game like this, Malachi Toney can get 4 touchdowns. I mean, I'm spitballing here, but 4 touchdowns and 150 yards receiving. And at the end of the season, that's 4 more touchdowns. He could be like, look at my stats, you know, like I deserve X amount of money. It's different. It's a different ballgame now.
And Solana, it's funny that you say that because a lot of people say it now where it's like these guys are like, it's all about winning. You hear the players say it all the time. And I think they always say it because the coaches try to preach this to them. Let's win something big as a team. You know, you have 13 touchdowns or 17 touchdowns. If you win the national championship, 13 sounds good. If we're 7-4, your 17 touchdowns are nothing. Right. Like, right. And that's what I think, you know, that's what coaching staffs have to preach. But I remember, we were in the swamp and I had a conversation with Charlie Strong at halftime. I'm like, nah, Chuck, man, they're just running the ball straight at us. Like, I'm going to knock these dudes out all game. We play Tennessee in 2 weeks. What if you get hurt? Set your big ass down. I say, yes, sir.
And Miami's got a murderer's row coming up. So you want everybody healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you guys like in the New Haven Chargers Mercyhurst Lakers game?
Is that football?
What conference is that?
I don't follow cricket.
That's, I mean, not that's Division on, One, though, right?
That's on the Hard Rock app under Division One. Like, it's under NCAA football.
It's got to be an FCS matchup, though, man.
Or New Division Haven One Chargers AA. And Mercyhurst Lakers.
Let's bet it.
I'm in. Yeah, there's me twice.
Who's at home?
Mercyhurst.
I'm going with Mercyhurst. Big home crowd, ready to go early in the season.
Erie, Pennsylvania. Mercyhurst University.
Oh, Federal, Pennsylvania is close to Erie, Pennsylvania.
Division One, Jack.
Yeah.
We're going to lay 15.5, though, on the Lakers.
Big Lakers fan.
What is Mercyhurst University known for? Being a private Roman Catholic liberal arts university.
Big fan.
All right. Another semifinal is coming up in the U.S. Open. The men's final will be Sunday. Yannick Sinner will play the Canadian. Félix Auger-Aliassime. It's coming up later.
Oh, my whole algorithm is going to be Mercyhurst University now. I've done so much clicking.
Or New Haven.
You're going to sign up for classes in like an ambient-induced state.
This doesn't seem so bad, or Erie, Pennsylvania.
If Hawk goes back to college, that professor is going to retire 3 days in.
What, you don't think I'd be a good student? I'd be quiet and just take notes?
You'd ask ridiculous questions. You couldn't sit in a class for 2 hours.
Sorry, guys. I can't do the show tomorrow. I signed up for an ethics and feminism class. So
people ask me all the time, am I going back to get my degree? And I'm like, it's baffling to me. Why? For what? Why would I go get a degree? That's just more work. I'm 41.
I'm not certain you do well enough to get that degree.
Fuck, I'm 41 years old. I need 90 credits to graduate. I'm 41. What am I going to do? Why?
Needs 90 credits.
I'm less than a freshman.
Everybody enjoy your football. Starting tonight, we've got nonstop football through Monday. Your weather, the lightning in my area is crazy. I don't know if there's lightning anywhere else.
Calm yourself down.
Back to you.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour in the final segment of a Football Friday, where we get to see Aronde Gadsden the II play football in the NFL. That's cool.
That is cool.
Even listening to Twan Russell in the last segment talk about his son just, you know, being an undrafted free agent, working out with the Lions and playing in the preseason games. Like, even that was moving for him.
Oh, I remember Tyson when he was a baby too. I'm just old. That's where I'm getting to the conclusion of.
Yeah. Pretty soon you'll be George in the aisle seat.
I'm right there inside you, Chan. Huh?
Asia, what did he say? I thank everyone in advance for going to Tucker Duke's this weekend and getting a Hockman burger and helping out the Russell Education Foundation and enjoying a Hockman burger as well. Tucker Duke's in Deerfield Beach. 5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Perfect spot to watch football tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And they have live music tonight and tomorrow. And they've got specials for the Miami Indy game on Sunday. So Funky Buddha, the Tap Room in Oakland Park, perfect spot to watch. On this radio station tonight, you will hear the Chiefs-Chargers game. You will hear it right here in FM. And then Canes tomorrow. Pre-game starts at 3 p.m. on this radio station. And then Game Day Uncensored on Sunday. That begins at 9 a.m. on this station. And Sunday Night Football on this radio station. So you got a big weekend of FM sports radio on the docket. So
got Action Jack.
Have a little fun. Action Jack. All right, let me talk about Perfect Choice Roofing before we get out of here for the weekend. And listen, I hope you don't have to replace your roof, but if you do, Perfect Choice Roofing has you covered. Hope you don't need any repairs to your roof, but if you do, Party Peter at Perfect Choice Roofing has you covered. Just remember the website, roofhotline.com. Perfect Choice Roofing offers instant range estimating, meaning you can get a price range of your roof within 30 seconds and see different roof options at the same time. And it all starts with you visiting the website, roofhotline.com. Maybe you've been putting it off and you've known for a few weeks, a few months that you need to get a roof repair. Make this weekend the weekend that you go to roofhotline.com and start taking care of business, because you don't want to let a little problem become a major problem. And that's what happens with roofs. I'm telling you from experience. Party Peter and roofhotline.com have you covered. There's no job they can't do. If you're looking for a reliable company that offers the best manufacturer warranty, like a 30-year warranty, you need to contact Perfect Choice Roofing at roofhotline.com. Again, whether it's an entire new roof or just a repair, Party Peter and Perfect Choice Roofing have you covered. The website, again, roofhotline.com. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. It's a biggie, baby. Great and safe weekend. Go OG and go Marlins, of course, and go Hurricanes and go Dolphins, baby. Go Dolphins. Fingers crossed. We will speak with you el lunes.
I'm right there inside you, Hawk.
Winner!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.